And listen to him now. He says, verse 15, "Behold, I come as a thief." Now, he never comes as a thief to the church. He says to the church in 1 Thessalonians 5:4, "But ye brethren are not in darkness, that that day should overtake you as a thief." He doesn't come as a thief to the church. Thief is not somebody you welcome, looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of our great God and Savior. Well, my friend, the church welcomes him. You don't put a sign on your door when you go off on a visit and say, "Mr. Thief, I've left the back door open. Go around. Silver's in the third shelf. Just help yourself." You never welcome a thief. You lock him out. He comes as a thief. And we saw at the beginning of Revelation, the whole earth will mourn because of him. They don't want him to come. They would like to shut him out from coming to this earth. And he speaks here of those that keep their garments. What garment is that? Well, Edersheim sheds light on this phrase by explaining that the captain of the temple made his rounds during the night to see if the guards were awake and alert. If any was found asleep, he was either beaten or his garments set on fire. And you talk about the first streaker, it was at the temple that got his shirt caught on fire. He took off, I want to tell you, friends, and he was a streaker. He says here, be sure you don't lose your shirt in that day. Be sure that you're clothed with the righteousness of Christ. And Armageddon is a war, and I do want to emphasize that. And in verse 16 here, we see the only occurrence of the word Armageddon actually in Scripture. And I would like to give you a description of it. I've been there several times to the little mound in the valley of Esdraelon. Actually, one of the most fertile valleys I've ever seen. I guess it is the most fertile valley in the world today. And in that has come Nebuchadnezzar and Assyria and Napoleon Bonaparte came there. Gentiles have been there. Saracens have been there. Christian crusaders, anti-Christian Frenchmen, Egyptians, Persians, Druzes, Turks, and Arabs, and what have you. They've all been there. That's the picture given to us here.